Hi, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. My name is Maysoon, speaking to you on a recorded line.
Hi, Maysoon. I have a new claimant, LaShawna Harbister.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Okay,
thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, LaShawna?
Yes.
Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Some of my knees throbbing, but other than that, I'm good.
Oh. What did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And you did not already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim, correct?
No, ma'am.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed any documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Thank you. And were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo for at least 1 year?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. When were you diagnosed?
In October of 2018.
And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes. Born and raised, unfortunately. Well, not unfortunately, but yes.
And what is your date of birth?
It is 08-14-1987.
Thank you. And do you know of anyone else who was also injured by Depo Provera?
Not right offhand. I can't think.
Okay.
I think my friend was having some complications, but I don't know. I moved, so.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay, that's okay. And as far as your usage, were you consuming the name brand injectable, or was it a generic version?
No, it was the Provera one.
The name brand?
Yes.
And did you use Depo for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And within 1 year, can you confirm that you have had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
You said, I'm sorry, what was that?
Within 1 year, can you confirm you've had at least 4 injections prior to being diagnosed?
Yeah, it was my shots was every 3 months.
Okay, every 3 months. And did you use Depo between January 1st, 1992 through the present date?
Yes, I started using it in 2011, and I got off around 2018. Well, 2013, I stopped because I got pregnant. I was getting pregnant, and then after that, I got back on, and that's when I started having complications.
Okay.
Back in 2013 is when I started having my complications after I got back on, after I had my daughter.
Okay, but then you took it from 2013 to 2018?
Yes.
Okay. Right. And then can you confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female.
Thank you. And I have your first name spelled LaShawna.
Yes.
Okay. And your last name, HARDISTER?
Correct.
And what is your email address?
It's my last name, HARDISTER, the number 3@gmail.com.
Perfect. And then your main cell phone number?
It is 989-702-1605.
Great. And your social?
375-04-5888.
Okay. And then what is your current home address?
3266 Robinwood. Saginaw, Michigan, 48601.
Thank you. And then do you remember your diagnosing doctor's name?
The diagnosing doctor It was Mark. Mark Ainsley. Mark Adams.
Mark Adams. And then what was the facility?
It was at Covenant Health Center on Harrison Road.
Was it the one on 5400 Mackinac Road?
No, it's North Harrison Street. I can probably try to Google the address because I know it's a seven. Yeah, it's a lot of covenants here, but it's North Harrison.
Oh, 1447 North Harrison Street.
Correct. Yep, that's it.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. And it was Dr. Mark Adams.
Correct.
And did you have any prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
Okay. And as far as your treatment, did you have a different treating doctor?
Nope. He actually, I guess because that's the same one that I went to, it was the same doctor. I went in, you know, and, yeah, they did all the tests and everything, and that's the only person that I was been talking to. Besides the one that prescribed, the one that gave, you know, that I wouldn't seen on a regular that prescribed me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, so who was your prescribing doctor?
Jennifer. Engleby. Something like that. I'm not good with saying names. Just like I can't even pronounce what I was pronounced with. I say Menegoma or Menio. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a hard word. Jennifer. And was she at the same facility?
No, she was actually at the Valley OBGYN clinic that I was going to. That's actually in North Michigan. I don't know the address. I know the streets and how to get there.
Okay. For that one, I see 926 North Michigan Avenue.
That should be right. I know it's on North Michigan, so that should be correct because it ain't too many.
Okay. And this was your prescribing doctor and the facility?
Yes. That was the one that prescribed me, and then Dr. Mark Adams is the one that pretty much diagnosed and did everything for me from there.
Okay, and did you have a specific pharmacy you were going to?
Yes, the CVS on Tipitawasi in Saginaw, Michigan.
Oh, what street was that on?
Tipitawasi, T-I-T-T-A, B as in boy, A, W as in whale, A-S-S-E-E.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You got it?
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
And then for your treating doctor, I'm only seeing Jennifer Engle, just I-N-G-L-E.
It's E-N-G-L-B-Y, I want to say. It's something like Engle, like an eagle, but it got like a L-A-B.
Oh, okay, yes, I found that one.
I'm just, it, when I, you see how I kind of pronounce it, it's like when you here it kind of sound like a I, but when you look at it and see the spelling, it's like the silent E.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay. And then do you have a copy of your medical records?
I can contact the hospital and obtain the documents, the necessary documents, if need to be. Well, not if need to be, but I can do that.
Okay, but you can confirm that it is at the hospital?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
I had some, but moving around, you know, I don't remember where I placed them, so yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. And then we do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens or we can't get a hold of you. Did you want to provide one?
Sure.
Okay. And does this person live with you?
Yes.
Okay. And what was that phone number?
989-443-0098.
And your relationship to this person?
She's my mother.
Okay. And can I get her first and last name?
Sherry Hardister.
Is that S-H-E-R-R-I?
E-R-R-Y.
E-R-R-Y. Okay. And do you know her email address?
Sherry Hardister 415@gmail.com.
Thank you. And have you used DocuSign before?
Have I used what?
DocuSign?
Not that I know of.
Okay, that's okay. I'm going to send you these documents. You should receive it as a text link and an email link, and then I can walk you through it.
Okay. You said, now what was that? I'm sorry. Yeah.
It's a DocuSign link.
Okay, you're going to email it to me?
Yeah, I just sent it as a text message and to your email.
Okay. Yes. I think I had to do this one upon a time with a job.
Yeah.
Okay, so right where it says sign here, that's where I sign it?
Yes. Yeah, and then it should say adopt and sign, and you can just press continue or next.
Okay, cool. So then now it doesn't. I don't have to keep hitting the button.
Yeah.
Sometimes this makes it easier.
And then while you're looking over that, I'm also going to send you another text from my direct line so you have my number in case you had any questions at all.
Okay. And I just let you know when I'm done?
Yes.
I just hit finish?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. And then the attorneys should be giving you a call within the next few days to verify your information and tell you the next steps. But I sent you their number as well in case you miss their call. You can give them a call back.
Okay.
And then that is pretty much all I need from you. Did you have any other questions at all before I let you go?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Well, if you think of anything, I sent you my direct line and the attorneys.
How do
You can
you
always
pronounce your name again?
my soon.
Oh, that's neat.
Thank you. Right.
Okay. All right, that's thank you.
Of course. So thank you so much.
Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.